Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. The Alaska Marine Highway System's newest ferry, Taslina, is the first state-owned ferry ever built in Alaska. During a ceremony Saturday on board the vessel, Ketchikan residents and state officials gathered for the ferry's christening ceremony. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
Alaska's First Lady Donna Walker needed just one swing to break the traditional bottle of champagne against the Taslina's hull, followed by an enthusiastic ringing of the ship's bell. The ferry's car deck was packed with people, eager to see the new vessel, built in Ketchikan's Vigor, Alaska shipyard. Most of those attending were local residents with visiting state officials sprinkled in the audience and up on stage. State Senator Bert Stedman says it took determination on the part of many people, including Governor Bill Walker, to maintain funding to build the Taslina and her sister ship, the Hubbard, which is still under construction by Vigor. Walker also spoke and says it's an honor to be the governor that day, in particular when the first Made in Alaska state ferry is christened.
This is one of the best success stories of Alaska, is what when we show that we can build the highest quality vessel right here in Alaska by Alaskans.
That story produced by Layla Carey in Ketchikan. A massive gold mine proposed in western Alaska has cleared a regulatory hurdle, acquiring permits from federal agencies. The Donlin Gold Mine received permits Monday from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Bureau of Land Management, following about 6 years of environmental review. The project still requires numerous other permits. Perseverance Theater has hired a new executive director. Joshua Midget will join the Douglas-based regional theater company this fall. He'll work alongside longtime theater chief Art Roach, who will continue on as artistic director. Midget spent part of his childhood in Juneau. He's now in West Virginia, where he's managed the Contemporary American Theater Festival since 2015.
I've been fortunate enough to be working at an organization that focuses on new plays, which is not a sexy thing to sell to audiences, and yet I was pretty successful in the last 4 years in selling that to our audiences.
Perseverance Theater has struggled financially recently. A number of staff were placed on unpaid leave this summer while it struggled to pay some bills, and some performances were canceled. And scientists say they have discovered a portion of a ship that was blown off of a U.S. Navy destroyer during World War II in the Aleutian Islands. Researchers said they found the stern from the USS Abner Reed last month in the Bering Sea, nearly 75 years after it hit a mine left by the Japanese after a bloody battle in the islands. Weather forecast calls for cloudy skies and isolated rain showers for tonight and some patchy fog.